Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
One word from God can change your life forever. He gets up to preach, and what he doesn't know is that we have kids. And furthermore, what he did not know is that our youngest was a heroin addict. He had no idea. He had no idea that she had OD'd multiple times. No idea that she brushed death more times than we even know or ever will know. No idea that she was wasting away to 80-some pounds, and days and weeks would go by and we didn't know if she was dead or alive. See, nothing you're ever going to share with us, my wife says in the Connect Night, you're never going to share anything with us that's going to shock us. We've dealt with addiction in our family. We've dealt with going broke. When we left our assignment in Staten Island and my severance ran out and her unemployment ran out, and we owned a house in Staten Island, we owned a house in the Poconos, and both of them went into foreclosure. Oh, I know what it's like to go broke, to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And God did restore everything that we lost. But hold on, because he's not obligated. You may not ever get the house back or the car back or the truck back. That's what they say. Remember years ago they called it backmasting when you played songs backwards on the record? You young people don't know what records are. But when you played song backwards, there was a message like, smoke marijuana, smoke marijuana, smoke marijuana. Really. And do you know what happens when you play country music backwards? You get your truck back, you get the train back, get your wife back, get the dog back, thank you. Nothing you ever, that's why I don't have time today. We want the Fountain of Life to be a real place where real people with real problems can come to a real God who can bring about real change in your life. I am so sick and tired of fake and phony church where you got to come to church and pretend that everything's fine because some mean Christian might think less than you. So we've been through some things. And so our daughter was addicted. And he stood up there and he said this. He says, is there a Christina here? And he looked right at us in the front row. That's where we sit. Do you have a Christina in your family? He didn't know us from the man in the moon. Our youngest daughter, who was addicted to heroin's name was Christina. And the man of God, moving in the power of the... And I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, and I believe in prophecy. Does anybody else believe in it? Yeah, God has not changed. The centuries have not weakened him or diminished his power. And he says, is there a Christina? Nobody said anything because she wasn't there. He looked right at us, didn't he, honey? He says, do you have a Christina in your family? We started to weep. We both broke. He said, the Lord wants you to know she's going to be okay. Said, the Lord wants you to know. That's all he said, Pastor Dave. The Lord wants you to know. He didn't know us from anybody. I'm going to bring him here hopefully this summer to preach. He said, the Lord wants you. She's going to be okay. And we got up from that service and we left. And afterward, I just felt like God wanted me to share that with you. And things didn't get better right away. They got worse. Anybody ever pray and things get worse? Do you know that, and I'm going to give you the end of the story today. The end of the story is she's totally healed, she's totally delivered, she's totally set free. She lives here on the property with us. She has an apartment across the hall. She's married and got two beautiful kids. I got pictures. And she's got a third one on the way. She's not 80 wasted away pounds anymore. Now she's happy and whole and healthy. And I always say God can clean you up so good there'll be no trace left of where you came from. Okay, so praise God for that. But honey, huh? We walked for 3 years in prophetic certainty. Because we had a word from God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bad it appears, how many tears maybe you, and we cried a lot of tears in those 3 years. And sometimes we wondered, God, are you even hearing me? Did I come to the right church? Are you even hearing me? Do you even know we're here? Don't you know the heartache we've got, the pain we're going through? And I'm preaching to other people about how what he can do for them, and I need you to do something for me. But we cried, and days we doubted, wondered if it was ever going to happen. But we had a word from God. And if you got a word from God, even if it's in your future, the performance of it, I mean, as for God, it's already done. It's already done. I'd love to tell you it's all going to happen at the end of my sermon. But maybe it's another month. Maybe it's another year. I don't know. I can't prophesy that. But what I do know is if God said it, if he promised it, he will perform it. And until he performs it, you and I got to walk in prophetic certainty. He promised it, and it is certain to come to pass. He told Joshua, I have given it to you. It was in Joshua's future, Pastor Dave. And Pastor Johnny, you've been to Bible school, haven't you? You ever heard of prophetic certainty? No? Aren't you glad you came here? Amen. Write it down. For God, it's already done. Whatever you're waiting on, don't get discouraged. Easier said than done. Easier taught than caught. But in the midst of your tears and in the midst of your discouragement and days that you doubt, I just want you to know if God promised it, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. Praise God. And say amen out loud, somebody. People say, don't get your hopes up. I say, get them up as high as you can. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust life's sweetest frame. I wholly lean on Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. No more guessing. No more flipping coins, rolling dice. Is God going to win this one? Oh, he will win it. So he has a promise that's unstoppable. Can everybody just say amen to that? Can I just encourage you today, everybody? I wish you was all like 18 feet closer here. Sometime, I want to just get up close and personal and tell you that if you're hurting and you got a promise from God of whatever victory, deliverance, supply, if you're broke or whatever, I want you to know that if God promised it, he's going to come through. He'll come through. He'll come through. Amen. 3 years. Might have been four. But he came through. Let me tell you about God's unstoppable plan. He told Joshua, I have given it to you. So it was as good as done before they ever even left camp. Let me tell you about the plan. Because I was there a little bit longer than I wanted to be. But not really. Sometimes when people come to church, like I said, you don't need us to entertain you or listen to what my opinion is. That's worthless. What we need to know is what does God say? And when we're hurting, we need to know what God says. And when we're broken, we need to know what God says. And when it feels like our marriage that started out like Little House on the Prairie and now looks like the Nightmare on Elm Street, we need to know what God says. And when our children have gone AWOL, we need to know what God says. I hope today that when you leave here, you'll have some sense of encouragement that what God promised, even if I don't see it, can't touch it, it's far off, it's far out. For God, it's as good as done. So just keep walking. Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Say, neighbor. Just keep walking. Let me tell you about God's plan. This was really crazy. Crazy stuff. Crazy. Crazy plan. So here's what he tells Joshua. I'm not going to put it up on the big screen. Let me just tell you. He says, get all the, the people of Israel, 2 million of them, and get the priests that blow the horns, the ram horns, shofar, and put the Ark of the Covenant out front and march around the, leave camp, break camp, and advance. And go march around the Jericho walls once every day for 6 days. March around the wall and come back to camp. Do what? Say what, God? You mean, and now Joshua was a military strategist. Joshua was a man of war. And God didn't say anything about pulling the bow or sharpening the spears or the swords. He says, I want you to march around the city within a bow shot of the enemy. Don't anybody say anything, but the priest should blow the ram's horns, do it every day for 6 days, and go back to camp. And on the seventh day, march around seven times, blow the horns, shout, and I'm going to drop the walls into the earth. Somebody say amen out loud. Now watch. They went every day for 6 days. They leave camp. They get to Jericho. March around. I always found it strange that people in the charismatic circles today, like if they want a building in a certain city, they want to buy it, they go march around it. I don't want it to fall down. Anyway. Say, come back to camp. Can I ask you a question? Do you think any of them got discouraged about day four? We're obeying you, God. We're doing exactly what you said, but I didn't see nothing change. I'm doing exactly what you said. I'm obeying you, God. This whole plan makes no sense. We should be shooting arrows or sharpening our spears or getting ready for war, and all you want us to do is march? This makes no sense. Everything God asks you to do, it might not make sense, but it makes faith. This looks impossible. But you know what? The Ark of the Covenant. They put the Ark. You know what the Ark of the Covenant was? You ever watch Raiders of the Lost Ark? The Ark of the Covenant was a gold box. And it represented the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen in the house? The Ark of the Covenant was overlaid with gold. It had in it manna that fell, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of stone that Moses came down the mountain with. It was a symbol of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, watch. How many of you remember that through the 40 years of wandering, God led them, not by a golden box, but by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night? Anybody remember that? But when they crossed the Jordan River, God took the cloud and the fire away. He said, now you're going to follow the Ark of the Covenant where my power and my presence resides. What's the point, Russ? The point is, don't stay stuck in the past and what God did in the past and how he did it in the past, because God's got a rhythm and he wants you to catch his rhythm. And if you stay looking at what God did yesterday, you may miss the way he wants to do things today. It was a new way. It was a new era. It was a new season. But my point is, the ark led the people. The ark didn't follow the people. I'm afraid today in the church, instead of following Jesus and his plan, we've invited Jesus to follow us. And there's no power in that. What made the plan successful, everybody? What made the plan successful is that it wasn't Joshua leading and it wasn't the people leading. The power of God was leading. I said the power of God was leading. That's what made this plan unstoppable. God was doing a new thing, and this Ark of the Covenant was so powerful. It's where the presence and power of God resided. One day, the Philistines, if I back up, the Philistines had stolen the ark, and they put it in the temple of Dagon, their idol god. I always say, that Dagon. And they brought the ark. Watch. They put the ark, honey, right next to Dagon. And the next morning when they came in, Dagon had fallen over on his face. So they helped him out. And they stood him back up. Point, if you got to help your God, I said, if you got to help your God, you're probably serving the wrong God. Second day, same thing happened. Third day, they came in, and Dagon had fallen over, and his head and his hands and his feet were cut off. What's that tell me? When you put the power and the presence of God up against the enemy, God wins every time. I said, God wins every time. They put the ark out in front. What made this plan unstoppable is the power and the presence of God was leading the way. What will make you unstoppable? Because you got big dreams this year, you got big plans, you're gonna expand your business, or you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. What makes you unstoppable? Because you've got intellect, because you've got money? Not at all. What makes us unstoppable is nothing to do with the flesh, and everything to do is God, the Holy Spirit, leading my life. Amen to that. And am I willing to step in line and follow God? Could I tell you that my plans are plenty stoppable? Without God, I've tried things in ministry that failed and tanked because I was leading the way. I thought it was a good idea. I don't need good ideas. I need God ideas. My plans and your plans, your dreams, my dreams, they're stoppable. God's plan is unstoppable. What makes it unstoppable? Because the Holy Spirit is leading and I'm obeying. If you let the Holy Spirit, could I just say, forget religion. Most of the world's wars are fought over religion. I'm not inviting you into more religion. I'm inviting you into a relationship with Jesus and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead your life and you will obey Him and follow Him, God's plan for you will be unstoppable. What two things made the plan unstoppable? The Holy Spirit was leading and the people were obeying. You getting anything out of this? Could I just say that if you don't obey, there's no guarantee. Because 40 years earlier, they were at the same place. And God told them they could go take the land. And 10 of the 12 spies came back with an evil report. And they discouraged the whole camp of Israel. And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Could I just say that even though they didn't believe God, see, their unbelief created a delay. But God's plan was still accomplished and brought him into the promised land. Could I just say, I know obeying God is not easy. Sometimes he puts us in impossible places, but he does that so he can show us his power. But it's always right. It's rarely easy. Is following God easy? No. But it is always right. And if you want to have an unstoppable 2019, you make some grand resolution? No, that won't do it. I'll tell you what we need. You know what we need? You know what I need? You know what Russ needs? More of the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit. You know what the church, right there with me, sister? You know what the church needs? The power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because only the Holy Spirit can change the church from monuments into a movement. I said, we got plenty of monuments with cathedrals and spires. We don't need monuments. We need a movement of the power of God. What will advance the fountain of life into this next year? Because we have 106 beautiful acres? Because the preacher's cute? It was getting heavy. It was getting heavy, honey. I had to lighten it up a little bit there, you know? But you'll stay with me, right? Yeah, you think the preacher's cute, don't you? I don't care what y'all think. She thinks I'm cute. Remember Rudolph? She thinks I'm cute. Remember Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? She thinks I'm cute. What's going to make the fountain of life advance and go into other cities? Because it's a dream of mine? No. Because we have 106 acres and 250,000 square feet under roof? Because we got an indoor soccer field? How cool is that? No, none of that. Nothing on this earth impresses God. What will take the fountain of life as a church and what will take you as an individual into your future is the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'd clap for that. That was God's unstoppable plan. And we need the Holy Spirit, everybody. God isn't asking us to always understand his ways. He is calling us to obey them. By the way, if you'll do the difficult, God will do the impossible. I said, if you'll do the difficult, God will do the impossible. His promise is unstoppable. His plan is unstoppable. His power is unstoppable. Let me bring the plane in for a landing with this one. How big were these walls? I told you already. Show a picture. There were two walls. I don't know if you remember, but there was a wall, lower city wall, about 15 feet high. It just marked the territory. Further up on the hill was the city wall, the upper wall. It was 90 feet high. And I wondered if these walls could talk, what they would say. Let me pump the brakes, because every one of you, or many of you, have walls in your life, kind of like the enemy. And I'm not talking about people, but things that seem to impede your progress. I wonder what these walls could say to the children of Israel while they're marching around. I think the walls, if they could have talked that day, they might have said, this is where your journey ends. You see, the promised land was just past Jericho. It was their destiny. It was their inheritance. But if these walls could talk, they'd say, Israel, your journey ends here. The line is drawn here. This is where you stop. No advancing beyond this point. The walls might have said, if they, this is our territory. You're not stepping into your inheritance. You're not going to step into any destiny. You're not going to come to the land of milk and honey, because we're here and we're going to stop you. What walls are you facing? What wall? And if they could talk, what would they say? What is your wall? A family mess? Is it an impending divorce? Is there addiction in your house? And it seems like you lay down at bed at night and the enemy whispers in your ear, you're never going to get over this.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.